What up, Donut Squad, and welcome to
Holy Matrimony, a podcast where we have the whole conversation about the humor,
holiness,
and hardships of marriage.
My name is Daniel Glaze.
And I'm Anna Glaze.
And we are
that Catholic couple.
And we are
pregnant.
Yes, we are. It's the one where we finally tell you the secret we've been hiding for about 8.5 weeks now.
And we're so excited.
Yes, guys, we're pregnant.
We're pregnant.
After almost a year and a half of trying, it finally happened.
Yeah. Again, we've had 8 weeks to sit with this. So trust us, we are still excited. We've just had 8 weeks to like process. mellow in the excitement.
Okay. So let's start from the beginning. We're going to jump right into it. No cuts. We're just going to talk and see how long it goes and then upload it. So we just got done with our 8 week
ultrasound.
I was about to say sonogram.
I mean, that's the machine.
See, okay. Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah. Maybe right. I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wanted to record this. Normally we post our podcast like early in the morning, but I kind of wanted to have like a fresh, like, we just saw our baby.
Yeah.
And we saw the little blob, the little jelly bean. Yeah. And
the little blob. Wow. Way to be pro-choice.
We had we just saw our clump of cells.
Yeah. That's awful.
And I'm very happy. Our clump of cells that is going to turn into a human once it passed the birth canal.
Right.
Gosh, like, it's really
like, like, it's a portal. Like, it's like a portal.
Magic humanhood portal.
Yeah. Like, apparently you just become human at this point of entry.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, not for sure. You know what we're saying.
Our world is terrible.
But we just got done, and I wanted to sit down and talk about this birth, and not this birth, this baby.
Yeah, no birth yet.
And, yeah, I just wanted to sit with you and talk with you. So, we just saw the baby.
How are you feeling? Good. Let's start at the beginning, though. So, we've been trying to conceive for about a year, and then about 3 months ago, we started with a new
it's like
clinic.
A year and four months total.
About a year and a half. But the last couple of months we changed our doctors. We started using Creighton and got a Creighton coach. Our good friend Kat has been my coach for the last 3 months, and it looks like we did struggle with infertility, but honestly, Creighton works. I just want to say that.
Well, like, exactly. And the thing is though, that we still haven't found out what really was causing that. We don't know if we were just having sex at the wrong times of your fertility, or if there's something wrong with me or you, or I still don't know exactly what caused it, but I'm happy that we're pregnant now.
Right. No, I am too. And I think, so we definitely know that we still struggled with secondary infertility is what it's called.
Actually, I think I know what it was.
What?
I think it's the way that you manifest stress in your body.
I think so too. That was the
biggest.
Like,
you physically, guys, I wish you could see it. Actually, I don't, because sometimes I'm like, oh, babe, it's okay. Because there's some times where like she stresses herself out so hard and it physically manifests that, like,
I think we noticed it once we started charting.
Yeah.
The, like, my,
like, your stress would postpone your period or would, just like have you have weird peaks sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was, the stress, I think, was, at least in my opinion, what was going on. I also think, I was right that we weren't having sex enough. When you were fertile.
Yeah, way to sound like a man.
Such a man.
I just need more sex. I'm kidding. We just need more sex, you know?
It's funny because I told that to our doctor. She's like, okay.
Yeah,
I was like, no. Like, I really mean it. Not like I need more sex, but more like we were trying to have a kid, and I think that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind of way.
Yeah.
And so did our parents. They were like, okay, Daniel, you just want more sex. I'm like, I mean, but it's not what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think this last month we had sex every other day, so it was like more consistent, but also I had the most inconsistent cycle this past month, so I don't even know how the heck that happened.
Okay, I think that's perfect. I think that leads right into like the whole, like, the actual, like, story of us finding out you're pregnant.
Well, I did want to say one last thing.
Of course.
I'm sorry. Well, because I just want to make sure that we always make the clear distinction that, like, even though we struggled for a year to conceive, and we do know that it was infertility, I would never claim to be in the same camp as others who are struggling. I think we've said it before. I just always want to be clear on that because I never want it to sound like, oh yeah, like we totally went through the same, because we've known couples and we have friends right now who, like, they're going through years of infertility. And
well, I think Billy was absolutely right on the last podcast, the only podcast that we've had with them, was that, like, we're still allowed to feel like that, like we were, like frustrated. We're still allowed to have the feelings, and we're still allowed to claim, quote unquote, that we were infertile. Or as you said the other day, of jumping on that bandwagon and realizing that was not the right thing to say.
Yeah, no, bandwagon. That's it's not a bandwagon you want to join.
Exactly, for real. And I'm glad that you disclaimed that, but I think hopefully our listeners would know that that's not what we're saying. We're not trying to say that we were like a part of that kind of struggle. I think we did struggle, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not the same struggle. I mean, obviously, because we were pregnant now. Like,
yeah.
It's not the same struggle as people that have struggled for 10 years, for even 5 years, or even 2 years.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to go that long.
Yeah. Honestly. Well, and the other part, too, is that in a sense, I am in a certain way grateful for... Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. I am in a certain way grateful for this that last time. Year and that time, yeah. because it's also made us more prone to the conversation that is being mm-hmm. had within the church, right? And how are we supporting our couples who are going through infertility?
Yeah.
And I want to be in that, you know, like in that voice. Like, yeah. I want to add to that voice and start bringing more attention and awareness to...
Correct.
To that. So,
absolutely.
I'm glad. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, for those of you that saw us at Seek...
Wait, no. Stop spoiling it.
Oh, come on.
No. We'll get there. So we took a trip for Seek. Right?
Yes, we left for Actually, Indiana.
No, should we start before? No, okay.
I mean, we
had Christmas, right? It was Christmas time and we saw our family and we traveled and we ended up finding out post that we're pregnant that we conceived on the 21st. At least we think we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's which the was most... the literal day before we went to go see my family.
Yeah. So we had sex definitely before.
And Anna smoked a cigar and drank alcohol while you were pregnant. Just throw you under the bus away.
I didn't know.
Baby, you were like barely implanting. Yeah, like, you're fine.
Yeah. I think fertilization was happening that week. I was I don't even think anything was implanted.
But what was funny is when Anna smoked a cigar with us, she inhaled it like literally the first puff and was done for the rest of the entire trip.
I was such a noob funny. That night. I've smoked cigars before. Yes, I don't know what happened that night. I was like, I'm going to die.
So good.
I literally felt like my lungs were like, charred on fire. I was like, oh my gosh.
It does that. Absolutely.
I'm going to go inside and cry now.
So
that was awful.
It was a funny story. Anyway. Okay. So then we end up flying out early to go see my family in Indiana before Seek. Mm-hmm. And during the time that we were with my family, Anna was like, Daniel, I don't feel... You said you felt weird.
No. I said, heads up, I'm supposed to get my period while we're at Seek.
But you're also talking about, and I'm just going to get real here, about how your boobs hurt differently than during a period.
Yeah. I had a lot of breast pain.
But you said it felt different. Breastal pain? Breasticle pain.
Breasticle pain. You know, my breasticles are hurting.
That should be the name of the podcast. Oh, breasticle pain. But you were feeling really weird, and you're like, Daniel, if... Like, I'm supposed to get my period during Seek. If I don't get it, like, by the end of Seek, I'm officially late and we need to figure something out.
I mean, I'll figure something out. What are we going to figure out? We're pregnant.
Well, no. But the thing is you were really stressed at Seek.
I was very stressed.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you were like, we were more so testing your stress of like, we're going to, like, if I don't have my period after Seek and it's I'm still
either
stressed.
I'm pregnant or I'm like
something's really going on with my body.
Pushing my ovulation. Yeah.
And we get to Seek. And since Anna was a speaker, she got the VIP treatment. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of dope. And one of our good friends was our contact. And he ended up showing us around the center, mm-hmm. around the convention center. Before anybody else really saw it. And when we were walking, do you want to tell this part of the story?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember
what. When you ran into Perla.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this one was one of the first flags for Daniel. Not necessarily for me.
Okay, then let me tell this part then. Okay. So we're walking around, and Anna is, like, we, like, turn a corner, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you hear a, hey, Anna, and Anna turns around and starts bawling. And I kid you not, like, she, like, melted into herself. She, like, collapsed on the floor and was just sobbing, like, the biggest alligator tears I have ever seen.
Oh, alligator tears? These were real tears.
No, I know. It was just she was like, oh my gosh, Perla. And the reason why it was so significant, one, is because you were giving a talk in complete Spanish, mm-hmm. and she was your discipler at Texas State.
Yeah, and Perla's...
Because she spoke Spanish.
Yeah, she's a Spanish.
And, like, she's, like, kind of one of the biggest reasons, aside from Jesus and some other people, why you had your conversion, mm-hmm. and, like, it was a very awesome moment because you also thought she wasn't going to show up. And
she had told me she wasn't.
She surprised you a little
bit. Yeah, she kind of surprised me. She didn't say she wasn't going to be there, but she didn't say she was going to be there either.
So it was a very emotional moment.
She's a big sister. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Especially, like, a big spiritual sister, for sure. And you were very excited to see her. But you were like, you're emotional, and we all know you are.
Yeah,
but, like, this was beyond what you normally do.
Yeah, I was...
Because you were like, because you have like a distinct cry when you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm happy to see you. And the, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like you have this like guttural reaction.
Sobbing.
Yes.
Uncontrollably. And like, she hugged me and she was like, are you okay? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just really nervous. She goes, oh, is this how you get when you're nervous? I was like, no.
Because yeah, Perla was very confused. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, my wife's pregnant. My wife is just going crazy, and I know she's pregnant.
Yeah, that was Dano's first sign.
And that was the first day that we got to Seek.
Yeah.
And Anna decided to take a nap with Lily after we got there.
Oh, I napped every day.
I was gonna say, and the next day you take a nap, and the next day you took a nap. You gave your talk, you took a nap
every
before
day.
We went on the on the plane. You took a nap.
Yeah,
like you took a nap every single day for at least 3 hours.
Well, my excuse was, Lily needs someone in the room, so I'm just gonna go back with her.
Well, and you nap. You're a napper when you can.
Yeah, when I can.
Yeah, and I was like, well, and I also thought that it was like, okay, she's stressful or she's stressed. Like, I want you to have this rest. Time to rest and like get ready for your pretty big talk, and. I was like, something going on here.
Okay, but the thing was, like, I could have just stayed in the room with Lily, like, gotten her to nap, and then, like, not fallen asleep and worked on
for
stuff.
Sure.
I didn't. I literally passed out.
ETF.
And it was, like, and it was hard. Yeah, it was, like, hard napping. Yeah. And I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, what day is it? Like,
where am I?
Like, what the heck is happening? And the only other time I've ever napped that hard was when I was pregnant with Lily in the first trimester. So I was like, okay, like, this is weird. That's when I started, like, noticing. I was like, okay, but I'm still technically not late on my period. So just give it a couple extra days.
Exactly. Well, and then
the
last sign was you getting nauseous.
On the plane.
Well, but the day before the plane. Or, like, the day of the plane ride.
Yeah, well, like, travel. But then,
No. We weren't even traveling when you said you were feeling sick. Like, because I think you, like, psyched, what you rationaled with was, like, you're psyching yourself out by feeling nauseous before we even got on the plane.
Yeah, because I hate flying.
Which I know you do, and I think it's flying. A childish reaction.
Katie Prejean flies all day. She says she's driving, and I was like, girl, I am the opposite. I want to drive everywhere.
Oh, and I'm the opposite
of
you, too.
On a car.
Oh, I'm like, let's fly across.
Oh, I hate
let's
flying.
Fly a kite. I'd rather fly a kite than drive a kite.
Nope.
And let's fly a kite.
No. I'm
remixed.
So sorry for that, everybody.
But yeah, but then you were like, you were nauseous a little bit the night before, the morning of, on the plane, and after we got back.
I was like, it was just travel.
But do you remember on the plane ride, you were like, I feel so sick. I was like, yeah, I know. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. And you're like, Daniel, stop it. We cannot get our hopes up. In retrospect, makes complete sense.
Yeah, for those who have struggled with infertility, I mean, like, we've taken multiple tests in the past year and a half.
Speaking of that, I'm going to interrupt. I am making an Insta story or an Instagram TV story of all of the times that we've taken tests.
Yeah.
Like, we've recorded it, and it's an honest video. Mm-hmm. And I'll be posting it on our IGTV soon.
Just, like, every time was crushing. And, people who have gone through the struggle understand the crushing, like, just feeling when you flip that test over and it's not positive. Like you think
because we stopped doing that. Like it was like the first like 4 or 5 months
we
took tests.
We were pregnant multiple times and we weren't. And so this time I was like, I feel like I'm pregnant again, but it's not gonna happen. It's normal. Whatever. Like I'm about to get my period instead.
So what ends up happening when we get back?
So we got back. I put Lily to bed and Dana was like, I'm going to go grab a couple of things because Lily had school the next day.
We had to get lunch.
So Dana went to go get groceries and then he texted me from the grocery store and said, I think I'm just going to get you a pregnancy test. And I was like, okay. And then so he gets home and he's like, okay, I got it. And I was like, can we just wait till tomorrow? Like, I'm exhausted.
Like,
we just got
that,
here.
Bro. And you're taking it now.
He forced me and made me get out of bed. No, just kidding. I wanted to take the test too. I was just trying not to get my hopes up.
I honestly completely understand your apprehension to wanting to take the test. Mm-hmm. I fully understand that.
Yeah.
But I was, my gut was like, no, this is the one. This
you
is the time.
You were such a meal, like the leader.
Yeah.
Like you, it was so interesting. Who did I tell?
Yeah, you actually let me be.
No. Yeah. Who did I tell recently? I think I told one of my friends about how like, it was really cool to see your male intuition come into play as a husband and a father. Like you were like, no, that's my second child in there.
Yeah.
Like you're pregnant. And I was like, no, let's know.
Yeah.
You knew more. You were much more aware of it earlier on and just like more convicted in it than I was.
Yeah. Also, if you hear a white noise in the background, Lily's taking a nap and this mic picks up everything.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But anyway, yeah, I was really, it was really cool to see you so already so genuinely involved in this baby already.
I mean, I was involved in making it, so I might as well be involved in being it revealed.
Can I tell that story though?
What story?
This last month, or 2 months ago, our next follow up with our doctor.
No, that's part of the next part of the story is we find out that like you flip the test over, right?
Positive, and then we go to the doctor the next day.
Because you take a test the next morning, right?
Yeah.
And then you call our Is she your OBG? Sorry.
She's my OBGYN. Yeah.
So you call her and you're like, yo, I think I'm pregnant. She sees us that day.
And she wants me in like at noon.
And then we go in and what happens?
Okay, we go in though and Dino and I are sitting there and she goes, well, so I don't know what to tell you, but like, you're pregnant. Congratulations. Yeah. First off, like she was so excited. It's a pro-life clinic. So yeah, like,
for sure.
Totally excited.
But
to be there.
She was like, there is no doubt in my mind. Oh, she's like, your test is extra positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she had me do blood work, and she was like, yep, you're definitely pregnant. But we were in the doctor's office, and she goes, well, congratulations. Like, I'm so excited. I don't know exactly what to tell you. I mean, about the whole not being able to conceive for last year, but we're here now, so that's exciting. And it's so funny, because this month, we had just finished all of your blood panels, Anna, to check your hormone levels. And this month we were supposed to check you, Daniel, and check your sperm count. And Dino goes, what can I say? I just work well under pressure. And she lost. She thought it was so funny. My husband, ladies and gentlemen.
Me and my boys, you know, we work well under pressure. You know?
Give us a test and we'll ace it.
I'm telling you, right? Down to the wire. I'll shoot the shot. And I'll make it. And it'll be a three-pointer. Twins.
Twins. Oh, my gosh.
No, we don't have twins. Yeah. We would have found out today.
Yeah, we don't have twins.
We are finding out the gender.
We will find out, yeah, in 2 weeks. Yes. So I'll go back and get my blood work done.
Because we are not the kind of family that's going to wait until it's pregnant. Until you give birth.
Yeah.
Nothing against those couples. I can't do that.
I respect them, and I value their patience. I'm like, dang, nope. You guys have a gift because we do not have that, and we want to know. We just also really, we're big on the whole, like, celebrating who they are and giving them a name as soon as possible.
We found out them. Exactly. Yes. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but like even like the day after we found out, like we called my brother,
mm-hmm.
like we were
mm-hmm.
like, hey, we're pregnant. Like celebrate this life, pray for this life. We told some of my coworkers, then we had to wait extra long to tell our parents because they weren't here. We wanted to tell
them
in person.
That was your fault.
I don't care. I still stand by the decision to tell them in person, which y'all will get to see on the IGTV video. But
it was so funny.
But my mom's reaction, our mothers.
Our mom's reactions are great.
Yes. Yeah, my mom lost it. Your mom lost it. It was so good.
It's so funny because they lost it the way that, like, it's totally true to their personality, though.
Oh, true, yeah.
Like, your mom is a screamer, and she was just like, what? And my mom, like, starts crying. Like, just, like just calm tears. But she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah. It was, like, so sweet of both of them. Yeah. So we're about 8.5 weeks pregnant, and baby is due in September, actually 2 days before my birthday. So we'll see if I share a birthday with this baby.
I honestly wouldn't be upset about that.
Me neither. Heck no. I would want to share a birthday with my kid. But yeah, we're just super excited. So is this the part where I can get real honest and have a little real talk or no?
Sure. About what?
The whole, like, it's the second kid, so I'm definitely doing the whole, well, first off, the second pregnancy is a lot tougher on me right now. Oh my gosh, I am so tired and nauseous, like,
and you
way
were tired
more
and exactly, yeah. You're,
than with Lily.
Exactly, that's what I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, you were going to say I was tired and nauseous with Lily, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, but yeah, this is different.
Yes.
It's a different beast.
Oh my gosh, this one.
That's why I think it's a boy, but that's just me.
Yeah, this baby is kicking my butt this time around. I feel really sick a lot and just not in a good mood and very hangry and tired. And so that's been a little difficult because there's a part of me that is really excited, obviously. Like, I'm overjoyed at this baby, but I'm also so, like sick all the time that I'm not excited. Or at least I feel like I haven't been able to enjoy the excitement yet.
I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. I do think you romanticized Lily's pregnancy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because I kind of went, I forgot when it was. Maybe it just popped up on my suggested feed one time when I was watching YouTube. But go back and watch some of our old videos.
What did I do?
Like the whole, like, especially that one blooper where you cry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
I haven't cried as much with this baby, though. Have you noticed?
True. Well, that's the thing, is
emotional.
Exactly. Because you have been so sick, mm-hmm, and tired that you haven't even had a chance to, like, be emotional yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yet.
We'll, yes.
I know. We'll see. I mean, I did cry at Seek, but...
Correct. Well, what I was talking about the videos is, like, if you go back, I remember a lot of the things when I kind of get placed back in that house when we were pregnant. Because, yeah, I'll never forget a couple of times when I would make these, like, specific feasts that you wanted, and then I'd literally put it on the table, and you'd be like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm done. I don't want it. Blech.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh, man, it was so bad.
But I've never had to undergo a weekend of just bread. Like that was not a thing with Lily, where it was I felt nauseous a little bit in the morning or something, but then by the end of the day I was able to continue eating, where like last week, just over the weekend, the
cereal
only
and bread.
Thing was cereal and bread, and I couldn't keep any, like, I just didn't want to eat. So anyway, so that's been a little hard. The other part is that my doctor changed, and so I don't know if you're right. I probably romanticized Lily's pregnancy and my pregnancy with her and my labor with her. And I also romanticized my doctor so much. Like, so he retired.
No, that one's justified.
You think so?
Honestly.
You loved him too.
Yeah.
You loved him. He was such a sweetheart.
Well, and so were all of the other
staff.
And, yeah, they were so good.
But we do love our new doctor.
Not as much as the old one.
But not as
being
much as
very
the
honest.
Old one. I know. We definitely miss him so much.
Yeah.
And he just gave us so much confidence and peace about all the decisions that we were making. That I wish he hadn't retired, although I can see why, because he's so dang good at his job.
Well, and like, he's delivered like...
Thousands of babies. 3,000 kids.
That's nuts, dude.
So we're happy where we're at, but I'm definitely having like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. Of course I'm going to cry. I'm definitely having just
so
like
funny.
Sadness. Like I feel like I'm mourning. Not mourning,
what do you
maybe.
Mean?
I'm having to let go of the moments that I had with Lily and not try to make sure that this pregnancy is like a carbon copy of that one. I'm having to understand that like this is a different kid, that we're in a different place, we're in a different stage of life.
Well, and seeing the joy in that.
Right.
And like the happiness in that.
And I'm only seeing the sad parts of
and
like,
that's
well,
why I was a little bit upset today.
Yeah, like me too. Like our ultrasound was not as sweet as our first ultrasound was with Lily. Like the what was it? I forget their names. Like the ultrasound technician.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, with the first one, she was so excited for us. She let us hear the baby longer.
Yeah.
She was so like so gentle and caring. And this one was like, okay, here's your picture. Thanks, bye. And I was like,
yeah, I did feel kind of like that.
I was like, well, okay, thanks. And I got home and I was like, I just wanted to see my kid a little longer.
Yeah.
Like she was just so done, like as soon as we got there. And so I'm just having to understand that like it's not going to look the exact same. And that doesn't mean that this kid isn't special, that this pregnancy isn't special, that these memories won't be special. They're just going to be different.
True. And you might not feel this way, but do you know who's freaking excited for this baby?
Lily.
Lily is beyond excited.
That is new too.
Because I was like, it was like 2 weeks. Oh, okay. Actually, okay. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to go and unlist one of our live streams. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell the story. So it was like, what, about 2 weeks, a week after we found out that you were pregnant?
We
sat Lily down. We were all like cuddling in bed and being dumb. And I remember I sat Lily down. I was
not
like,
dumb, cute.
Not
excuse
too.
Me.
Both of them, they're the same in my
cutesy.
Book. Dumb and book. Dumb and book, dumb and cute. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So we're sitting down in bed, and I remember like just like having Lily, I was like, Lily, I want to talk to you for 1 second. Look at me. So she was looking at me, and I said, I want to tell you something. There is a baby in mommy's tummy. And she was like, what? And we're like, do you remember our friend that we flew back with at Seek? She had a baby in her tummy. Mommy has that exact same thing happening right now, but the baby's a lot smaller. She's like, what? Baby? And she like touches Anna's tummy and she's like, baby here?
Does a baby
There's a baby in there? And Anna's like, yeah. And she goes, oh my gosh, baby.
Yeah, and she like starts hugging and kissing my stomach.
Yes. And so then the next like 3 or 4 days, almost every person we saw, hey, mommy's got a baby in her tummy.
Yeah.
Hey, mommy got a baby in your tummy. Hey, I'm going to be a big sister. Because that's the next thing I said is like, you're going to be the big sister of this baby. Yeah. Like, whatever this baby ends up being, you're going to be their big sister. Do you love baby? Yeah, I love baby.
Yeah.
And she just kept saying it to every single person.
I would get home from work and she wouldn't greet me. She would greet the baby only. She'd be like, yeah, baby's here. Hi, baby.
She kisses baby every night, every morning before she leaves to go to school. It's the freaking cutest. She loves the baby.
Which some people have said that that's a reason for a boy. If it was a girl, she'd be more distant from me.
But we believe in superstitions.
What are the wives' tales?
Yeah,
wives' tales. If she's closer to me, it's a boy. If she's distant from me, it's a girl.
Do you think it's a boy or a girl?
I think it's a boy.
I think it's a girl.
You think it's a girl?
If I could pick the gender before it chooses its own, I would pick a boy. Mm-hmm. I honestly want a boy, but if it's a girl, I will love it till the end of the earth, forever.
We have names for both already, so I'm like, I'm excited for either person to show up.
Exactly. And one thing I do want to say.
They are already here.
Okay, actually, I didn't finish the story. So we tell Lily, and she ends up, I remember she told two of my teens at the mass that we were at. She's like tapping them on the shoulder, I'm going to be a big sister. And they're like, what? I was like, crap, not yet. But it was fine. So then we had the goodbye live stream on our YouTube channel, and I'm going to unlist it and put it in the show notes.
The first one,
because I lied saying that I didn't have a good connection or something like that.
Yeah, you blacked it out.
Yes, but it was because Lily was like, mommy have a baby in her top. I was like, nope.
And I think she still said it in the second one, but I was there, so I tried to pull her away as much as possible. But I think some people still might have picked it up. And so if you were any of those listeners, if you were any of those listeners watchers, that either or watchers that that either watched the first live stream that Daniel cut and stopped, or came back on and watched till the end of the live stream where Lily is fighting me and getting mad at me because I keep taking her out of the room. Then
y'all were right.
Yeah, y'all.
A lot of them are like, spill the tea, Lily, and she definitely spilt it. Like one of those like 46-ounce cups. Yeah. She spilt the hell out of that tea.
She definitely spilt it all out.
So y'all were right. Lily was spilling the tea.
Saying the truth.
Because the reason why we took it down was because our parents watch our stuff. And we didn't want them to know via live stream because of Lily doing it. I can just imagine, it's like the most millennial way for your parents to find out. My YouTuber son.
On a live stream.
So we took it down and I'll put it back up for y'all to see.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It's so funny.
Well, I mean, trying to tell a toddler to keep a secret, they don't even know what that is. Yeah. So it's just really,
know. And she doesn't know the repercussions of saying it on a live stream.
No.
So that was just, that was one of the funnier parts of this entire thing. What else do we want to talk about for this pregnancy?
I don't know.
Anything else?
It is really crazy. Sometimes I sit and think about, who is this person? That's one thing that I've been thinking about a lot.
Well, because we had that same, it's obvious because, it's our child and we're going to think this, but, just I keep thinking about 3 years ago, because that's how time works, before Lily was born, that, we had, I remember feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Of I wonder who the kid is. I wonder what they're going to look like. Are they going to like me? I know I'm going to like them.
What's their personality going to be like? How are we going to interact with them? And now we have Lily we've had her for 3 years. She's the
freaking best, guys.
Who's amazing. And I love her.
She's hitting her terrible teeth hard though.
She's a three-nager.
The three-nager is coming hard too.
She's a three-nager now. But she's still amazing and she's such a good kid that I just keep thinking, I'm like, who are you? Who are you already? What are you going to bring to our family? What are you going to bring to the table?
That's partly kind of why I want a boy. Not that girls can't bring dynamics.
Way to
sexist.
Yeah. Hashtag me. No, not that one.
No, but I would love to see what another boy would bring into this family. Mm-hmm. Once again, not saying that I don't want a girl, but it'd be interesting to see like what, because we know like a girl version of us would look like and act like. I would love to see what a boy version of us would act like and look like.
But I will say my sister and I are so different though. They're like majorly different. That, yeah, another girl might be completely different.
Well, of course they will. I'm not saying that they're not gonna be. I just more so of like
the gender dynamic.
Yeah,
the gender dynamic.
Yes,
that sounded so philosophical right there. I'm just really excited.
We do want to thank everybody for the prayers.
That's
one thing that like we've been telling friends of ours, and we haven't told that many, but a lot of them, we've told the majority of them. Yeah, we've been telling them, and they've been like, oh, that makes me so happy. I've been praying for you every day.
Yeah.
And then the future baby. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah. It's so nice.
Just like, hearing awesome. That. Like, we were
praying for so hard for this baby. They prayed this baby into existence.
Yeah. Just like how this baby
has... Immaculately conceived.
Has been in homes. Immaculately conceived. Stop it. No.
No, because I definitely conceived that child.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Well.
Okay.
No, but how...
I would make a thank you for prayer is sexual all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. No, what I was going to say is that it was really cool to know that, like, our friends didn't just say like, oh, we're praying for you, and then never prayed. Like they did. Cause then they would reply with like, oh my gosh, we have, like, you've been in our intentions every day. And I'm like, what? Like,
yeah,
this is crazy. I can't believe people actually prayed for us. And so we definitely know that we're still in the very early, what is called the danger zone or whatever, like for potential miscarriage. And we
but we also found out today that our baby's heart rate was big enough that we're in the less than 5% of potential miscarriage.
Right.
So, but we still know
it's early, and so we're very realistic. We've always been very realistic about that. Like, we've never, you know, gotten our hopes up too fast or too high, but we're also we love to be on the side of, we rejoice for this life. And even if it ends, we told people. Like,
before we can hold her or him.
Yeah, we told people about this person. We told people about who they are. And people already knew that this person existed. And so we just want to share that with y'all. And so it might be very early for a lot of people for you to hear that, like, they're only 8 weeks and they're already sharing the news. And we're like, yes, because we want to tell you all about it. And for those of you that were praying for us to conceive, now we're asking that the prayers just shift a little bit and that this baby is healthy that God's will be done for my pregnancy.
And I know you didn't mean, yeah, I know you like, kind of said
just,
it on
not
that.
Just a ba- but not like just even, a healthy baby. But.
Exactly, because even if the baby's not healthy, we're going to love it just the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you weren't implying that. I just wanted to cover you a little bit.
You knew I stopped. I was like, wait, I mean, or like any baby.
Yeah.
We would be very happy and would know that God had designed and planned them for our specific family. And so, we're just thank you. We're just
can we please
excited.
Nickname this baby Deuces?
No,
like our baby number
never.
Two, Deuces.
Nope. No,
come on,
a big old poop.
Yes,
never
Deuces.
Nope.
What about Blaze Glaze if it's a boy?
No, Blaze Glaze is not happening.
Why not?
I'm so sorry. Everyone's gonna think that I'm a big old party pooper.
You
for
are,
not
especially
wanting
that Blaze Glaze
and Blaze.
Oh, that's today.
That was yesterday.
Ah, crap, you're right. You're right. Blaze Glaze would be so good.
If we have another boy down the road, maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah. That'll be my favorite boy. Okay, what? With that being said, I'm kidding. We're not going to do like a specific sign off, but we will. You'll hear us next Monday?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Stay holy, my friends.
Deuces.
Nice.
Adios.
Bye.